In this bulletin, residents of Sydney's Opal Tower building frustrated at being evacuated again. Indonesia's erupting volcano triggers a high-level alert. And in sailing, Wild Oats 11 has won the Sydney to Hobart. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Frustrated residents of Sydney's Opal Tower have been evacuated for the second time in 4 days over concerns about the building's structural integrity. The builders, Icon, say residents must be evacuated so investigators can conduct a comprehensive investigation into a crack on the 10th floor of the building. This resident feels they haven't been told the entire truth.
So I actually found this out through a friend of mine and from the Meriton building manager. Last night there were people working throughout the night. As far as we got told 2 days ago that it was a local crack, it's actually not a local crack. There was workmen and women last night working and they were propping the building up. So there's obviously something a bit more serious than what we're getting told.
Icon says accommodation is being secured for affected residents at nearby hotels and compensation will be provided to them. But another resident says the accommodation she's being provided is not up to standard.
Accommodation is terrible. It's like Novotel, like, and Ibis, which is really terrible compared to our apartments, which we pay for, right? And nobody gonna responsible for anything gonna missing in our apartments or give any compensation.
Indonesia's erupting Anak Krakatau volcano has triggered a high-level alert with all flights ordered to stay away. The eruption comes just days after the volcano triggered a tsunami, which killed at least 430 people. The volcano has been active since June, but from Sunday has been rumbling with greater intensity, sending lava, rock and ash clouds up to 3,000 metres into overcast skies. Chief of Indonesia's geographical agency, Rudy Sahenda, says they've had to set up a 5-kilometre exclusion zone around the volcano.
Dilakukanlah evaluasi sehingga tadi.
We have done some evaluations and this morning we declared the alert level status raised to the second highest level. We also still anticipate further eruptions.
Kalau nanti ada letusan lagi.
The heat wave continues across Australia's southeastern states with temperatures soaring in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales. Total fire bans are in place in Victoria's Mallee district as well as in 9 South Australian districts with catastrophic bushfire conditions declared for South Australia's mid-north. South Australia's Country Fire Service says residents in the mid-north should be on alert and ready with a fire plan, with strong winds, heat and dried lightning predicted across the region. The Bureau of Meteorology says the temperature averages across all 3 states are 10 to 14 degrees hotter than they are usually in December. In sailing, Wild Oats 11 has taken out its 9th Line Honours title in the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Skippered by Mark Richards, Wild Oats 11 took off from Sydney in 3rd position, but took the lead from competitor Comanche. Once in front, Wild Oats 11 continued to break away from the leader's pack of 4 boats to secure the number 1 spot comfortably. Mr. Richards says he's proud of how his crew performed.
Oh, look, it's the Sydney Hobart, and it's very nerve-wracking for any skipper to be steering a boat from, you know, Tasman Light to here. Anything can happen. And it's the longest 35 miles of your life. It just takes forever. And but, you know, as I said, the guys did a great job. And anyway, here we are. Very, very happy.
Well, now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 26 degrees. Adelaide, very hot and partly cloudy, 39. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny, 25. Canberra, hot and mostly sunny, 39. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 28. Sydney, much the same, 31. Newcastle, also mostly sunny and 33. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.